Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. VersaPay recently put out a study which looks at the current industry concerns C-suite executives are facing and why the customer experience should be a top priority in payments. Today's guest, Nancy Sansom, Chief Commercial Officer of VersaPay, as well as Steve Murphy, Director of Commercial Payments and Mercator Advisory Group, go over the key findings from the study and also discuss how digitalization can close the accounts receivable disconnect. Nancy and Steve, it's great to have you with us today. A looming recession, supply chain disruptions, rising interest rates, and global unrest, I mean, you name it, businesses have plenty to be concerned about, especially when factoring cash on hand. Nancy, can you tell us about your recent survey and executives' biggest concerns over economic uncertainty?
Yes, absolutely. So it's definitely an interesting time. So we did a survey and some in-depth research with about 1,000 C-suite executives. These were execs from medium to large size companies. And the number one concern across the board, sort of across each C-suite office, was supply chain disruption. But in this report, and these two reports we published, we were able to sort of look within each C-suite office. So we were able to see, well, what do CFOs care about or concerned about more than CEOs versus CTOs? So the top concern for CFOs, as you might expect, is inflation. Second to that, rising interest rates, and then labor shortages. So we put out two reports. One is the state of digitization in B2B finance, and the other one is the impact of customer experience on B2B payments. And so really with inflation, what it is, finance teams are under incredible pressure to increase cash flow and speed up the invoice to cash cycle. And so that was one of the big kind of findings coming out of the survey. And yet AR teams really haven't been prioritized from a technology perspective. So we were looking at digitization of finance, and AR teams are sort of the last priority in the organization, and yet they have an impact on customer experience. And that was sort of the other theme of these reports, is that customer experience is top of mind, because we all know that it's easier to keep a customer and cheaper to keep a customer than to acquire a new one. So in a downturn, you really want to be keeping your customers happy so that you can retain them.
Nancy, did you notice in the survey, I don't know if you got that level of detail, but did you notice any differences by business size or industry vertical, or was this sort of across the board?
It was really across the board. There were the top industries that were in the survey were manufacturing, healthcare, and distribution. And so across those verticals, they were very consistent themes. Customer experience is definitely top of mind just across the board.
Yeah, manufacturing certainly would be impacted by supply chain, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
You mentioned how, you know, these executives have identified how transaction processes can negatively impact customer experiences. Can you explain a little further there?
Yeah. So basically, a lot of times companies think of accounts receivable as back office. But if you think about customer experience being important, every customer interaction is important. And AR teams really do touch the customer, especially when something goes wrong. And that's when sort of tensions can be heightened anyway. But a couple interesting stats from our survey. So 73% of all C-suite executives that we surveyed said that the invoice to cash process can negatively impact customer experience. Nearly 9 in 10 CEOs said their organization lost revenue due to confusion or conflicts, and 85% said their company got paid less than owed due to a miscommunication in the invoice to cash process. So there's a lot of lost money, opportunity costs, you know, hours of time, top talent spent wasting time chasing things down in the kind of the payment process, and it frustrates customers. So it's really important that we don't just think of it as back office, and we think about how we can improve that experience so that customers will be happy and pay faster. But yeah, just historically, AR teams haven't really been prioritized in that way for digitization.
Yeah, I mean, what we find in our research and in talking to various, you know, banks and industrials is that happy customers are kept happy by reducing friction in these processes. So this makes a lot of sense. Is there, do you know, outside of the survey, just in sort of the ongoing VersaPay process, do you find that companies are looking at end-to-end simplification of the financial processes, or are they still kind of looking at payables, receivables, and procurement as separate entities?
You know, it seems like they started their efforts on the payable side, and now there's sort of been this awakening on the accounts receivable side. And some of them think about customer experience, but most don't. Steve, most come to us and they just are thinking about automation, strictly automation. And what they end up kind of doing is shooting themselves in the foot a little bit, because as they automate the process, they remove the human element, the people-to-people connection. I mean, how many times have you received an email that said, like, it was wrong and you needed to connect with someone, but it said, do not reply at accountsreceivable.com or something. And you now have removed the human connection. So what we show our prospects when we start to engage with them is we kind of say, hey, there's a better way. So you can automate, but you can also improve the customer experience by collaborating the same way you collaborate with your teams over Slack or tools like Asana and Salesforce. You know, we're used to collaborating everywhere else. Why wouldn't we collaborate on an invoice issue or something that's wrong, like goods that are damaged when they're received? Why can't we all collaborate and share notes and comments about that in one place that's really convenient for everyone? So they don't always come to us with that in mind. They care about customer experience, but they haven't necessarily connected the dots on what's possible with technology to automate while improving the customer experience.
Yeah, it's interesting because most people don't think of 1 or 2 days of DSO as being a positive experience. But, you know, given the competitive nature of and the importance of cash flow these days, you know, the ability to reduce DSO by 1 day, 2 days, 3 days is really important. So it's good stuff.
It really is. And a lot of times the customer just or the buyer just needs to trust you. So if you provide full visibility into all of your statements, you know, versus statements that are outdated, you have no visibility real time, that doesn't create trust with your customer. But if you create trust by having full visibility and giving them great tools to pay the way they want to pay and that kind of thing, then they might be more willing to set it up on auto pay. Well, right there, think what that does to your DSO if you get some nice percentage of your customers just auto-paying and then it's predictable and can really speed up that payment process. But first, you need the trust, transparency, visibility into their account and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, you just touched upon this. You gave a lot of great use cases, but what are some ways or other ways that these executives can ensure that their customer experience isn't hindered as they work to make their companies more efficient, you know, amid inflation and recession concerns?
Yeah, I think the most important thing, so they come to us looking for efficiency, but one of the terms that we use at VersaPay is we talk about something called the AR disconnect, and that's really just the gap between buyers and suppliers or AR teams and AP teams. And we think about that gap. That's what we try to solve. So if they're just thinking about themselves and their own processes, I think that's when they're going to actually do the opposite of what they're trying to do. So if they can have technology that helps them bridge that gap, then they can get both of those things. So it's really just about adopting collaboration tools like we're all using in the rest of our personal lives and professional lives.
It's also interesting that one of the things that people don't necessarily consider as a benefit to improved digital processes is the ability to then gather and use more data. And as you digitize these processes and receivables and other places, you've got a lot more data to play with. And then you can basically utilize machine learning to improve the algorithms and improve processes and further reduce DSO, or at least have flexibility to make better decisions. So it's an important part that people tend to discount.
It really is. And for example, our cash application solution that we have, so it can take in all these checks from lockboxes. And believe it or not, a lot of companies are still getting payments via check and they have no idea what to apply it to. But the machine learning can learn and figure it out. And when it can't, it can let a human come in and sort of give it some guidance, and then it can remember it from that point forward. And so with that kind of automation, you can get to, you know, 95% automated of these checks. And then the 5% you can't figure out, well, then there's where you have the collaboration that comes in. But if you don't have the collaboration, that 5% can really sort of take up your whole team's time. But the combination of the two is really kind of where the magic happens.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is then customers are not only happier, but they can take some resources and apply them to more profitable ends of the business.
Yeah, so we hear that all the time. Either our customers say, you know, I was able to eliminate contractors, I was able to let my call center focus on other kinds of customer issues and not invoice issues, or I was able to not grow my team for a long period. They were understaffed. Now I can put them on other things while our business continues to grow. So that's been a really great experience that our customers have had.
Nancy, you touched upon this before, you know, this term AR disconnect, especially in terms of how businesses have really begun to use AR digital transformation to close the gap. What did your findings uncover in this critical component of AR digitization? And, you know, what can companies continue to do to close the gap even further?
What was interesting in this research, a couple interesting stats I wanted to share with you all. 50% of invoice disputes are actually caused by human errors in the payment process. And then 41% of the execs that we surveyed said human communication breakdowns and relationship issues are top causes for disputes. So that kind of just points to even more, this isn't some back office thing. This is something where people need to collaborate. And I mentioned earlier, AR teams kind of being connected to AP teams, but sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes you need to pull in a salesperson who sold the product. Maybe there was a misunderstanding or an expectation about what was sold. Or maybe you need to pull in someone who was on the receiving dock that saw that the goods were damaged, or whoever the buyer was. So you can pull in a real collaborative environment. You can pull in whoever you need, keep a record of all that. And that's where that disconnect actually gets solved, is when everybody can kind of come together in one system. They've got visibility, transparency, the ability to communicate and just fix those issues. You wouldn't think half the issues are human misunderstanding type issues. You'd think it was more issues with the actual goods or just typos or something like that. But it's a lot of times it's just misunderstandings. So yeah, we feel like that gap can be closed, and you need technology that brings everyone together. And it's really the combination of the two. So at VersaPay, we've got AR automation, which is a relatively new category. So we'll talk about, you know, initial efforts or traditional efforts, but it really hasn't been that long. So AR automation, collaboration tools like Slack and Salesforce, plus a B2B optimized payment network, you put those three things together, now you can really deliver a great customer experience while getting those automation benefits. And I feel like companies are ready to digitize in their finance area finally. I know they focused on a lot of other things first, but they're now realizing how important it is, especially with cash being so critical right now, cash flow and speeding up payments and improving DSO.
So Nancy, just so the listening audience is clear, what is the level of VersaPay's sort of service offerings? Is it software management, or is it a full as a service type of operation where you'll provide receivables resources to the client?
It's software. So we have, our software is called VersaPay Collaborative AR, and it's basically a platform that brings together the buyers and the sellers, and it has great tools for the actual customer. So the buyer. And one of the ways that VersaPay kind of stands out is we get really good adoption of those tools because they're awesome and really in depth. And you can let one buyer manage multiple supplier relationships with that one tool. So it's basically a network that brings more value to them, the more suppliers that they use it for. So that's one area where there's a differentiation. We get 80% or higher adoption. Because if you come up with like a simple payment portal and then your clients don't use it, you're really not going to get your ROI that you're looking for. And traditional AR automation, they might get 20 to 30%. And that's just not going to be enough, because you've got to get your customers on there, paying on there, and hopefully setting up auto pay, you know, when they can, to really get the benefits that you're looking for. We also have a cash application tool that's optional. So you can use just cash application, just collaborative AR, or you can use both, which really kind of is the full suite if you use both. Plus we have payment processing as well.
Do most customers, if not all, utilize the cloud, or do some of them actually install this software and manage it?
We are 100% in the cloud. Now we have customers that use the software and they have maybe an on-premise ERP system, and we'll integrate with their on-premise ERP, but we're all cloud.
Nancy and Steve, thank you so much for your insights and perspective. Lots of great stats were shared. We hope to have you back on soon.